Well, now let's go where the crow doesn't fly, Robin, to space. Tonight, NASA's Atlas V rocket will be taking off to study the magnetosphere about 38,000 miles above the Earth. Four satellites will be deployed for a 2-year study on magnetic reconnection. Here to explain what that means is Craig Pollack of NASA. Craig, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
What is magnetic reconnection, first of all?
Well, magnetic reconnection is essentially the breaking of magnetic fields when magnetic fields in opposite directions approach each other and are pushed together. The fields break, the magnetic energy is turned into particle energy and heat, and the topology changes.
Okay, so why is it important for us to know more about that?
Well, it's critically important for us to know more about it. First of all, it is the trigger and gateway for all of space weather, which creates the aurora and which creates storms in space that endanger our assets in space, satellites, and also humans. Also, magnetic reconnection is an impediment to our achieving nuclear fusion in laboratories on the Earth, which would be essentially an infinite source of energy. So if we can understand it, we can learn to essentially keep it out of our way in getting nuclear fusion to go.
And tell us about what the Atlas V rocket is going to be doing.
Well, it's got two stages, the first stage and then the upper Centaur stage, and it's going to launch at 10:44 p.m. tonight Eastern Time. And after it's been up for about an hour and a half, it's going to release the four satellites sequentially, one after the other, separated by about 5 minutes.
Fascinating. Robin, I don't know what's more fascinating right now, crows or magnetic reconnection.
It's a tight race.
They are both pretty amazing. We've got more on this, by the way, at our website, hereandnow.org. Craig Pollack, Fast Plasma Investigation Lead for NASA, as this rocket gets ready to take off for the magnetosphere later. Craig, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I think that a crow on a roof, on a lid, sledding, I don't know. That's at our website, too.